thank y'all for having me. I'm always glad to be here at Bethesda. I know a lot of people here, and it always feels good to come back.
Amen. Yes.
It's good to see everybody here today. Wow, we've got a good-looking group here today. Amen. Amen. We're excited this morning. We've got some of our young folks that are going to be doing a lot of stuff here today. And Brother James is going to preach first time. Amen. Yep. Amen. And we're excited about that. And I promised I wouldn't preach much after he gets done. Amen. Amen. But I don't know. It just, hey, I don't. But anyhow, guys, a couple of quick things I want to mention to you. We will not be having an evening service tonight. This is fifth Sunday night. Normally, we would have a fifth Sunday night service at another church. But there was a mix-up that occurred. And since we're going to have Fall Festival next Saturday here, we've got a baptismal service. We're going to be baptizing Rodney and Jamie next Sunday. Amen. And we're excited about that. We're going to have a full slate next week, so we will not actually have a service tonight. So enjoy some time with your family. Hey, take a few minutes to get in God's Word when you normally would have been here. Amen. So don't miss out on that opportunity. But next week's going to be a busy week for us. So we're excited. Man, I don't know. I'm just happy to be here today. Amen. I'm just happy to be here. You know what? I said in my note this morning, the youth of any church are important. They're an important part of the church because without them, I mean, the church is not going to carry on. Youth, young adults, and I'm not saying anything about us older folk, but hey, if that's all we got, eventually we're going to be gone, amen? So we got to keep some life flowing through here, but I'm real proud of our young people. They've done a great job. I believe we truly do have some future preachers and song leaders and youth ministers here in this congregation, amen? And I'm excited about it. In fact, I'm getting a little worried. Everybody's running up to me saying, hey, man, we're going to hire Cody to preach. We're going to hire James to preach. And I'm like, what? Is there something I don't know about? Amen. But, hey, I'm just happy that the Lord is working in their lives and they're being obedient to the call. That's what it's about, being obedient to the call. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it back over to Becky, and we're going to continue to sing and praise the Lord today. Amen. Amen. How about that? Let's do that.
Okay, let's all get our hymnals and turn to page 499 for our offertory hymn, Victory in Jesus. Let's all stand as we sing all three verses. Page 499.
How he gave his life. Please bless his tithes and offerings, Lord, and please be with Brother James as he brings the message, and please challenge hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We always take a few minutes to share some things God's done in the past week with us, some good things. We had a group of youth that went last night. We went to a thing called Tribulation Trail over in right outside of Conyers at Eastside Baptist Church. Awesome thing. If you've never been, I want to encourage you to go. Take your groups with you. But I'm fixing to put them on the spot here. Would any of our young people like to say something that impressed you about that, or to share something that you took away from that? Anyone? What about you, man? What'd you take away from that?
It was great.
Okay, amen. Hey, short and simple, but to the point. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else have something that you took away from that last night?
I'm just thankful for the ones that were able to go. We put it in perspective, because being able to see where the Antichrist was a real person, or being a real person, and seeing a car accident where after the rapture happened, it's real. It's going to happen. And the microchip to take a mark. So to see it real, really put it in real life for them, and the emotion that, you know, they all experience emotion because it was real. So I'm just thankful for the ones that I'm able to go next year. We're going to go again. So we'll start praying now that we'll have a baby to get a drink. God's good.
All right, Adriana was going to share something. Thank you, Alicia. We appreciate Alicia working with our youth. Amen.
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 Last night was really life-changing to some people, and I really liked it.
Amen. I think about 3 or 4 people got saved last night after walking that trail.
Right.
Amen. And 2 of our adults that were with us, we dedicated their lives to serve the Lord, Gary and Alicia both. Amen. So what did you take away from it?
Satan is bad.
Satan is bad. Amen. The devil is bad. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Anybody else have anything good?
I just wanted, I really do want to encourage everybody to go, because it was really eye-opening. Seeing how everything's going to happen has really, it's going to be soon, because seeing how everything, because the microchips, people are doing it now. And it's crazy.
Let me tell you something. Don't get that chip put in your hand. They're offering to do that right now. I'm telling you what, I really do believe that that's the way the Antichrist is going to be able to track people when that day does come. And make no mistake, Jesus is coming back. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming back. Whether you're ready or not, I hope you're ready, but he's coming back. Amen. Somebody else have something.
else you want to share a good thing that happened to you this week? Anybody? Yes. Hey, all right.
I went trick or treating yesterday.
Yeah, did you get some candy? All right. Are you tricky or treating? Oh, wait a minute. Anybody else want to share anything? All these batteries up in here. Something had to happen. Anybody? Anybody else want to share anything? I mean, be glad to be in God's house today. Amen. That's always a good place to be.
Yeah.
Anybody else? We don't want to leave anybody out. Oh, man. Hey, how about this? Jesus won the world zero, right? That's all we got to worry about. That's all we need to be concerned about. We had some Florida fans riding the Tribulation Trail. You know, we started to leave them on the trail.
Yes.
Let them tribulate a little bit. Amen. Is that such a word? I don't know. But it sounds good.
All right. Anybody else have anything you want to share?
It goes to show, don't put your faith in books.
That's it. Amen. Don't put your faith in things, it'll fade away.
Amen.
We're certainly glad to see everybody here today. We don't want to miss out on anybody. If you've got something you want to share, it's always good to share things that are happening in your life. You know why? Because somebody probably needs to hear it. Somebody is here today because I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't believe that things happen by chance. I believe that God ordains moments and time when He wants people to be at certain places and certain meetings. And I believe He's going to speak to us through James today.
Amen.
And, you know, we're going to hear that word and we're going to apply it. Challenge. So, yes.
Okay, I'm going to say this on behalf of Cody. He was sharing with Bruce and I, he's taking a class right now, it's called Ethics, and the teacher is Jewish, and there's these Buddhist guys in there. But actually, the other night, he had the opportunity to share the message of Jesus Christ in a perfectly appropriate way for the class, but he was able to share that, and what was it? What story did he say he used?
So, we appreciate that. We're going to turn it back over to Becky now. We got some more good singing coming up, so y'all just enjoy this. James needs a towel right now. He's dripping wet. He's all right. He's going to do good. We're proud of him, baby. All right.
Well, we are blessed to have some more guests with us this morning. So, Maddie Boswell, and I think she's got several of her classmates with her that's going to bring a couple of songs. So, we... just pray for them this morning as they bring our praise music.
Are for me, and oh, how He loves us. how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Each other in God's love before our next duo comes up, but y'all just take a few minutes and greet each other.
Thank you.
about it anyway from here. We're going to start. All right, guys. We don't mean to break up good fellowship time, but we do have some more singing to come. So we want to get everybody settled back down. Great to see everybody fellowshipping.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to introduce this man right here. In school, he gets on my nerves sometimes. He's over there sweating bullets. Just bear with him because he's over there about to feel like he's about to pass out right now. Good. So I'd like to introduce to you guys Minister James Bice.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
You know, forgive me if my tie's a little messed up. I've been fiddling with it all morning. You know, there's something I'm preaching about today that is a real burden that we have here in this world. It's preachers, not even preachers, but believers and, yeah, even some preachers that have hard hearts. Some even like stone.
Yes.
The reason our hearts can be so bad is because we don't listen to God enough to the point to where He can bless us.
Amen.
People are like, oh, Lord, I'm calling on you. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Where are you? Why don't you hear me? The Lord hears you. The Lord acknowledges that you're there. He just cannot hear. He just cannot bless you and answer your prayers because you are not following His will.
Amen.
And if there's anything I know, is that we have to follow God in order for Him to bless us and continue that channel of blessing that we are supposed to receive, because He does not want us to be sad and down and depressed and full of anxiety, full of depression. Yes, but I'll tell you what, if we listen to God enough, He will bless us.
Yes.
He will change our hearts and He will challenge us, and some of us He'll even lead us to the Lord.
Amen.
And if somebody's here today that don't know God, I'm hoping I can help you to come to know Him, because guess what?
Yeah.
Some people will be before God one day and He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you, because your hearts are always full of just hatred and bitterness. People harbor hatred. People harbor bitterness. People harbor just harsh feelings for absolutely no reason. God does not help us and change us, because if we sit here and do not forget the people that have done us wrong and don't ask forgiveness for what we've done wrong to other people, then He cannot help us out.
Amen. Amen.
So if you got your Bibles, turn with me. Well, let me find it here. Oh, man. Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. And if you will, stand to your feet as we read God's Word, those of you who can. Starting off with verse 1. Do not judge so that you won't be judged. For with the judgment that you use, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but don't notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take a speck out of your eye, and look, there's a log in your eye? Hypocrite, first take the log out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to take a speck out of your brother's eye. Don't give what is holy to dogs, or toss your pearls before pigs, or they will trample them but with their feet, and they will tear you to pieces. Keep asking, and it will be given to you. Keep searching, and you will find. Keep knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds, and to the one who knocks, the doors will be opened. What man among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Heavenly Father, Lord, I just pray, Lord, that the words that I'm about to speak, Lord, will come from You. You'll speak through me, Lord, and these words won't come from myself, but they will be of You, Father. Lord, I just hope and pray, Father, that somebody's hearts and minds will be challenged today, Lord, and that somebody, if they don't know You, will come to know You through the words I'm about to preach, Father. In Your holy, precious name, I do pray. Amen. Y'all may be seated. You see, the first thing I want to talk about this morning is that we criticize or we judge others for the things we tend to slip up over.
Come on, that's right.
We criticize others for our wrongdoings.
Right.
People are just like, oh yeah, you've done this and you've done that and you've done this and you've done this. Why haven't you asked for forgiveness? Well, we've all probably done these things in the past, for one thing. And for another thing, why are we going to sit here and judge other people if we know we've done the same mistakes that they have made?
That's right.
I mean, really, it doesn't make any sense to me, Coach, or any of y'all, because, you know, it burdens me to think that some people are mad at God for not answering their prayers when they're not helping themselves out by asking for forgiveness for the things that they've done. And, you know, not giving forgiveness to the people who've done them wrong. It says in verse 2, for with the judgment you use, you will be judged. With the measure you use it, it will be measured unto you. What people in the world, or even believers, who, you know, people who claim the name of Jesus, don't tend to realize, if you say something behind somebody's back, if you do something while somebody's not looking, they're going to notice.
Come on.
They're going to notice. And guess what? It will come back unto you. You will be sad. You will be. Your heart will be hardened. You will be full of bitterness if you do not stop what you're doing. If you keep talking behind people's backs. If you keep doing things while people ain't looking. Guess what? You're gonna have a hard time.
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's just, it don't make any sense to me why people want to sit here and say, "Oh, guess what? You've done this. Why have you done this to me? Well, why have you done this to yourself? You know, God cannot bless you unless, you know, you are doing, working in His will." People try to do things themselves. People try to work out whatever problems they got all by themselves. It's all God will put you to the side. You just sit over here for a while. Guess what happens? They tend to fall.
Yes.
And with the criticizing the others, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And guess what? We tend to cast stones at those people who do wrong to us, but we're doing wrong to them by throwing stones at them. What do they do when Jesus told them to let people without sin cast the first stone? What do?
They put them down.
We got to put the stones down. We have to stop throwing. We have to stop arguing with these people and just say,
amen.
Let it go.
Amen.
Let it go.
That's right.
We have to let go of this bitterness. We have to let go of this heart. We have to let go of these hard feelings towards other people. Because somebody does something that we've done doesn't mean we get to judge it for it. That's between them and God.
Amen.
Whatever happens to somebody is between them and the Lord.
Yes.
That's something that people need to understand nowadays. You can't sit here and judge other people for what you have done in the past.
Yeah.
For that just makes you a hypocrite. I mean, really, you know, if you're going to say something to somebody and then go out and do it yourself and say, "Oh, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that." Well, guess what?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
You won't be blessed if you do that to people. And I'm telling you something, it's just, it's horrible. It's bad. It's just, with the world we live in, it's coming to an end. Jesus may not be back today. He may not be back tomorrow. But I know He's here in this building because I see Him over me right now.
Yes.
And the thing that people don't tend to realize is, okay, maybe I can just do this one more thing over here. Maybe I just do this over here, run over here. Well, when Jesus does come back and he's still slipping up, what are you going to say to him?
Yeah.
Lord, I praise your name. Father, Lord, forgive me for everything I've done. Depart from me. I never knew you. You didn't have time to do it while you were here on this earth, so why would I let you do it now?
Amen.
You know,
yes, sir.
If somebody in this church today is harboring bitterness towards somebody, I just pray that you let it go. You let it go. You let God go through. You let God work in your heart. And you let Him change you. Because if you don't, then more than likely you're going to stay that way for a very long time.
That's right.
I just really, it really just burdens my heart to see people nowadays walking through school, walking through the workplace, or wherever you're going to be at, just saying, "Oh, I don't like you. You done this to me. You done that to me. You done this to me. Well, can you forgive me for what I've done? Oh, I don't know. You just done something so bad that I don't know what I can say about you." Well, for those people, you better hope and pray that God has some mercy on you.
Amen.
When you're in front of the judgment seat of Christ. Because I'll tell you what.
Amen.
In verse 3 and verse 5, it does talk about, you know, us being hypocrites when we look at the specks in our eyes. And, you know, we have logs in our own eyes. It really is just going to be a bad time for those people who want to sit here and do everything they want to do and just push God off to the side. That's one reason why we can't change our hearts, is because everything that we do is not of God. Everything that we're saying is not of God. And everything that we are choosing to think about is not of God.
Yes,
and everything that and every action that we are doing is not of God. So guess what? If you're not doing something that's of God, then you're not going to be blessed.
Amen.
And you don't want to fly through these kind of fast, and I'm going to let you get up here and say something like it done. Hey, point number 2 is, we don't ask God enough for help. We don't go to the altar and search for the right help that we need.
That's
right. It says in verse 7, keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the doors will be opened to you. It's more likely that somebody would go out to the world, go to their neighbor's house, or go to the workplace, say, "Oh, I got something wrong with me. Can you help me with that?" Or just go to the wrong place searching for the wrong type of advice.
Right, that's right.
You know, I've come to a lot of people in my life that they're good people, they're wise, they know what they're doing, but guess what? They give the wrong kind of advice because it's not godly advice. If something ain't godly, and if the advice you get is not godly, then guess what? It won't help you forever. Because the things that we're given on this earth are material items. They won't last. They will not last. People nowadays, they don't release their burdens at the foot of the cross. They go out to the world. People who claim the name of Jesus and walk in darkness. They have one foot over here in the church and the other foot outside the door. And guess what they're doing? They're sitting here saying that they don't know what to do. When guess what? You're getting the wrong advice from the wrong people, and now you don't know where to turn because you have not done the right things.
Amen. Amen.
People don't lay their burdens at the foot of the cross because they think Jesus ain't going to help them. They think God is not going to do anything for them. But I tell you what, God has the answers.
Yeah.
God knows exactly what he's doing. So guess what? If you're not doing the right thing,
yes.
Amen. Once again, you won't be blessed.
Amen.
Most people tend to stay away from the master and tend to stay in the world and continue to sadden their hearts. God can help shed light on any situation.
Yes.
So search for the right way to solve any kind of problems.
Amen.
Search for the right ways to get rid of any bitterness, to get rid of any hatred. Because if you don't, then guess what, people? It's not going to help you in the end because things that we get in this world, once again, won't last forever.
That's
you know, I see a lot of people like this in school every day. They say they believe in God, but yet they're over here asking somebody for something they ain't of God. They're over here trying to get rid of their problems with drugs or alcohol and things of that nature. But guess what? That's not going to help them because in the end, a lot of times the stuff that you think is helping you could kill you.
Amen.
Right. Right.
The devil is bad.
Yes.
The devil can lead you down the wrong path. He can influence you. He can work from you on the outside. He can work from you from the outside if you are a believer. He can try to get you to do the worst things in the world. But if you don't let him, he ain't going to get to you.
That's right.
If you don't let the devil get to you, your heart can be changed. Your hearts can be challenged. And guess what? God can work in you. But I've seen a lot of people in my school nowadays, they don't listen to God. They put God off.
Yeah.
And it really is sad because one of these days, they're going to be in front of God, and he's going to say, "Well, when you had these problems, why'd you do everything that your friends taught you to do instead of coming to me?"
That's right.
People sit here every day. I listen to people talking about, "Oh, I want to do this. I want to do this to get rid of my problems. I want to do this. I want to do that." Is it of God? Well, you see, it just, you know, it's going to help me in the short term, but I don't know what to do it after, you know, after I get done with all these drugs and things like that. Well, God can help you out in the long run. You go to your neighbor, you go to your friend and tell you, "Oh, come back tomorrow, I can't help you today." God can help you any day that you come to the altar. He is welcoming you every time you come to the doors of the church. So why would you go out there and ask people for foolish advice if you know that if you come down there to the foot of that altar, that God can fix you right up?
Yes. Yes.
So If you sit here and if you know that God can help you, however he feels like your prayers should be answered, you should at least come down here and try to pray about what's going on in your life.
Yes, sir.
Instead of sitting there just judging other people, getting your advice from the wrong people, just doing all this, doing all that, and you know, it's just really, really bad when everyone who calls on the Lord gets mad because the Lord doesn't answer their prayer. Only because they can't change, only because their hearts haven't changed. There's going to be a lot of people during the tribulation. Coach, they're going to have hearts that are pretty much made of stone.
Right.
Because they didn't spend the time they had to get right with God. So guess what? During the tribulation, those people are going to be out of luck.
Because
I mean, you look at it nowadays, this world, I mean, look at the candidates we got, you know what I mean?
Amen.
On one hand, we have a liar. On the other hand, we have a stooge. And certainly, they can give you advice that definitely won't help you out. I'm getting off track here anyway. If there's something that you're having trouble with, call God on it.
Yes.
Call God on it. Make sure He knows what you're going through.
Yes.
Because God sits here and He watches. He watches everything we do.
Yes.
I mean, He's going to sit here and He's going to track our every action. He can sit here and track our every emotion, what we're doing, what we're saying. And our hearts will not be changed if we don't do this. I mean, if we don't go to the altar, if we don't pray, if we tend to just go off on people for no reason, for things that they've done. I have trouble with myself too with this. You know, I've been preaching to myself all week with this stuff. I mean, I've been preaching to myself, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing this, you can't be doing this. And the whole time God's supporting me, saying that you're doing the right thing. God's saying that you're doing the right thing by listening to Him.
Yes, sir.
It can really change a heart or two if you sit here and listen to what God has to tell you.
That's right. Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, Coach, we come across a lot of people like this every day, me and you.
Amen.
In class, even some people at FCA. We see them at FCA, praise in the name of Jesus. Go out there on Friday morning, guess what they're doing? They're cussing. They're trying to get into fights. They're saying things ungodly, and guess what they're also doing? Getting themselves strayed away from the Lord.
Yes.
They're straying themselves from the Lord because they don't want to listen to what He has to say.
Yes.
And if you notice, these words in my Bible are red letters. This means what Jesus is saying.
Yes, sir.
If you listen to what Jesus is saying, then you know it's true.
Amen.
You know you're not supposed to judge others, especially Jesus says this. Why should we look at the speck in our brother's eye if we have a log in our own? Why should we be hypocrites to these people that have done wrong to us, that have done wrong to us and things like that? Why should we be hypocrites towards them if they have done the things that we've done?
That's right.
These words mean so much to me. And they really do change my heart. Just by reading these, just by reading this scripture earlier this week, it really helped me to change my own heart.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm just trying to find the right words to say. People just, I swear, just sometimes just people worry me. There's a lot of my friends, a lot of people that I've grown up with all my life, claim the name of Jesus. And they don't listen to Him. I mean, there's a lot of people that say you don't have to go to church. Oh, you can just do, you just go to church and that'd be enough. Not really.
That's right. That's right, brother.
If you just go to church and sit through the motions, then what good does that do you?
Amen.
It's not gonna, it's certainly not gonna help your heart. If it does, it's not gonna help it forever.
Yes, sir.
Because I mean, who in their right minds would try to do all these things that are against the Word of God and then get angry because they don't know why God is ignoring them? But He's actually not ignoring you. He's waiting for you to go back and get right what you've done wrong and ask for forgiveness for what you've done.
That's right.
I tell you what, man, I'm really ready to go up here.
Go.
You know,
hey.
I got the Holy Ghost. That's one thing that won't change. Is that that's one thing that's definitely not going to change now. Is people avoiding God and asking for the wrong things. Yes, we all tend to slip up. We all make mistakes. We all do wrong things in life. But our hearts cannot be challenged or changed if we continue to do these wrong things, if we don't ask forgiveness for them. And if somebody's done wrong to us and we don't forgive them for it, then what good is it doing us if we come down here and pray? We can come down here and pray as much as we want to, saying, oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Just help me get rid of these burdens and all the things that I'm going through. God's probably saying, well, I can't take them away from you right now until you fix what you've done, or, you know, ask for forgiveness, or ask somebody, you know, just tell somebody you're sorry for what you've done to them. I mean, simple as that. And, you know, it's just going to be a really, really bad tribulation when we get to it. I mean, we're already in the pre-tribulation days by the things that are happening. But I mean, when God does come back, there are going to be a lot of people that are left behind that thought they knew Jesus because their hearts are not where they need to be.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people, you know, I'm going to harp off what you said a little bit last week with the, or the week before, whenever it was, with the wooden vessels and the gold vessels and things like that. If you're a wooden vessel, chances are your heart's probably the same way. You sit here, you go through the motions, you just sit here and just listen to what the preacher says and then just, shake it off. If you sit here and if you just act like you're dead every Sunday, don't go out and read your Bible when you get out of church. Just do whatever you need to do. But if you come here on Sunday morning, then chances are you won't be very blessed. And I'm going to keep using that phrase, you won't be blessed, because in my sermon that I have, part of, you know, changing your hearts and everything does involve the blessings that you receive. And I do believe there's a lot of believers that have slipped off the path and backslid, so to speak.
Amen.
And I mean, I'm sure there's believers that have slipped off the path and, you know, they will go to heaven, you know, but their rewards won't be as great as some others.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes.
Because the people who stay on track, the people who know what they're doing, they know where they're going, they're going to receive the most amount of blessing, and they're going to receive the most rewards one day when they get there to meet Jesus.
Amen.
But I'm going to lead to my last point here. We don't knock on the right doors.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We can go knock on any door we want to. And tomorrow night, there's going to be a lot of kids knocking on doors saying, trick or treat. Well, some of these kids may not get the things they want because some of the treats they get may not be, you know, so good. But it says in verse 11, if you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him and those who call on him? There's a lot of people that think that they can do good things. They give the best advice they do. They know what they're doing. They know what exactly they're saying to other people. But guess what? They're walking in darkness.
Yes.
And sure, evildoers can give great things to their kids or great advice to fellow believers even. But you know, something that could really change our hearts: trying not to lie. I mean, that's something we need to do. We sit here and we lie, and we sit here and we just pretend that everything's going to be okay. When, you know, if you're not in the right place with God, then, you know, you're just going to keep having problems.
Mm-hmm.
People can give advice, even if they don't call on them God. People can give gifts, even though they don't call on them God. They could also feel good in their hearts. They could feel, you know, like they're doing the right things. They could feel like they're really doing what they should be doing. But if it's not of God, it's not going to last.
That's right.
There are very few things we get in this earth. Very few things we get on while we're here on this earth that are going to last us till we die.
Right.
The cars won't last. The money won't last. The things that we get won't last. The houses that we have will one day be gone.
That's right.
That's right.
People are going to sit here, they're going to be miserable one day when they find out that they're on their deathbed and everything they got's going to be left behind and they can't use it anymore.
That's right.
A lot of people that care about their possessions more than God.
That's right.
And guess what? They're going to have a very, very sad moment when God says, depart from me, I never knew you.
Yes.
Because their hearts were not in the right place due to the fact that they cared about their possessions more than they do God.
That's right.
Doesn't matter what you give them, it doesn't matter, you know, what you say, it doesn't matter what you do. If you're not giving things that are godly, if you're not saying things that people can take and use it for the work of the kingdom of heaven and, you know, just things like that, chances are you're going to find yourself in a very, very bad place. You know, as I was going to come up here today, I had to lay some burdens down myself of the things that I've done wrong this past week. And I hope that somebody in here, it's their hearts are being challenged, or you know, they're starting to go through a little conviction at least.
That's right. Yes.
I really hope that the Holy Spirit is touching some people here today.
Yes, sir.
Because although this was a quick sermon, I'm pretty sure I got the point out the best I could. Everything we search for, every door we knock at, everywhere we ask for help, if it's not in the right places, we can't benefit from it for the rest of our lives.
Yes.
Dear Lord, I just pray as I come down here today, come down from here, Lord, I just hope and pray that somebody's hearts have been challenged. Somebody's hearts will be changed, Father. And somebody may even come to know you today.
Yes.
Lord, I'm just very lucky that you've given me the words that you wanted me to say. Lord, I'm just glad that I got my point across. And Lord, I'm just hoping and praying that each and every one of us can continue to live as we need to live for you, Lord. In your holy and precious name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Guys, just stay on your feet because we're fixing to have our hymn of invitation. I want to just read one verse to you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Wow. I started to have to get my coat off and start fanning over here. Amen. Amen. First time ever preaching. Hey, it's only going to get better. Amen. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." I'm proud to say you've been an example, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Don't be ashamed of who you are in Christ.
That's right.
That's the problem. That's why I do what I do. Whenever I pour into the lives of young people, I'm like, are you getting it? Are you getting it? Are you getting it? And then bam. He got it. Amen. He got it. Amen. But James, we're proud of you, man. And we're proud of each and every person that shared today, that sang today. Holy Spirit of God was in here today. This altar's open. What are we going to sing, Becky?
500.
See, I tell you I wasn't going to preach. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you come as the Lord's leading you to come. And just like James said, hey, we need to lay our burdens down. We don't lay our burdens down enough. We carry them out the door with us. Then the next week, guess what? We're weighted down with the world again. Lay them down here and let God help you. Let's sing this this hymn as you come today.
Take a minute of your time. Once again, I want to thank everyone who
sing. Guys, y'all did a great job.
Amen.
Bethesda Youth did a great job. James, awesome job. Amen. And I want to remind you a couple of things. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Miss Chris Walker on the 30th. Melissa Marrera on the 2nd of November.
Already
November.
Already.
And Amanda Sennett on the 2nd of November. I want to remind you, next Saturday, we are having our fall festival here at 4 o'clock. We need cakes for the cakewalk, so please be sure and do that. On the back of your bulletin, we've got what all the classes are supposed to bring. If you'll check that, please. Our youth are going to head up the game, so they need to be here maybe an hour.
About
2. 2 o'clock. They need to be here at 2 o'clock to help get the games and all organized and coordinated. Also, Ms. Faye wants to say one quick word about the shoe boxes.
The deadline for bringing shoe boxes is the third Sunday in November, which is the 20th. But what we're thinking about doing the FMU and the ladies or men who want to do shoe boxes, if you want to get the things together, let's all meet on Friday night before that, on the 18th after, and pack the shoe boxes together.
Amen. Sounds like a good idea. So they got all be in by the third Sunday in November.
Yes.
Okay. And we have some information back there at the back. If you want to grab a flyer about that, please do so. Want to remind you tonight, we do not have an evening service tonight. Next week, we've got a full slate of events, prayer meeting Wednesday night at 7. So please come be a part of that with us, followed by our fall festival on Saturday. Then, of course, we'll be back to God's House Sunday, and we've got a baptismal service Sunday night. So we want to invite you and encourage you to come be a part of that. Man, it's been an awesome day today. Amen. I know I've been blessed.
I need some 2-liter bottles that they can bring Wednesday night or send them with the youth on Saturday.
We need some 2-liter drink bottles. If anybody has
any.
Yeah. What?
Empty.
Yeah, oh, I'd rather have them full.
Games,
okay. I thought we were going to get the drink and then turn them up. All right. Well, hey, we need some empty 2-liter bottles. If they're full and you need them empty, bring them in. Whatever we need to do, we'll do it. Yeah. But we're excited about all this stuff that's coming up here in the life of the church. I'm going to ask James to slide back to the back. Get on back there, man. Yes, sir.
Preach like that, you want to read that. So, I'm going to ask Brother Greg to dismiss us from our service today. Father God in heaven, Lord, we do thank you. We do praise you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this building that you have provided for us to come in and to fellowship with one another and to worship you. Father, we thank you for we really do thank you for all the youth that are in this church. Lord, we know that they are our future. Lord, we pray for them. To keep your hand upon them, to lead them, to guide them, and Lord, for us, for the adults here, for the older people here, Lord, we pray you'll keep your hand upon us and help us to go about and do your will, and Lord, for anything that these youth need, Lord, give us that knowledge and that desire to help them and to lead them and to grow them into what they should be, and Lord, so that they can continue to carry on the work that you have set forth to be done. Father, again, I take this time just to thank you for each person that has taken time out of their day to come into your house to fellowship with one another, to worship you. Father, thank you for the love. Thank you for all the many blessings. Lord, even as undeserving as we are of your love and of your blessing, Lord, you still see fit to just shower us with you. We pray. We thank you, Lord. We pray you'll continue to do so. Father, again, we thank you for all your love, all your many blessings. Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.